know that I'm not the only one going through this. I am a dreamer. I dream. I have vision. When I close my eyes, you can just only imagine the certain things just populating in here. I got billions of dollars floating around in my mind. But the thing is, I'm tired of dreaming. So tell my dreamers, are you making moves towards your dreams? If not, then what are you waiting on? What is really stopping you from moving towards the dream? Let's talk about it.
Boy, oh boy, oh boy, oh boy, boy, ooh, 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 the juice, the juiciness of this week and the voluptuousness of this episode. Let me tell y'all something. I love when these things happen, not necessarily in a moment. Not in a moment, because I be in my feelings. I be all up in through my feelings. I be all up in through my head. However, I love the message that I get once those emotions resolve. And I'm able to present something to y'all to where you can look at something a little bit. Man, yo, I love that. I love it. Love it. Welcome back to the Thoughts of Dreamer podcast with me, Miss Terry Nikki. For those of you who are new, listen, my name is Terry. I am a dreamer. I am a creative and I am always in my head. I'm not understanding why I can't get these dreams materialized. So I just talk it out. And come to find out, a lot of y'all feel the same way. So hopefully through these discussions, we can achieve and live out our dreams together. So welcome. Listen, this week has been an emotional week. Ups, downs, excitements, fears. I have experienced every single emotion just about on the daggum spectrum. But the good part about it is as I get older, as I grow, as I increase my emotional intelligence, I realize that emotions are temporary. Say it with me. Emotions are temporary. So I'm choosing not to be reactive towards my emotions. I'm choosing to use the tools I've learned from mindfulness. Feel the emotions, not react to the emotions. And I always find this lesson inside the situations that I have encountered. And this week was no different. There were a few opportunities that have been plopped in my lap, right? So in reviewing said opportunities, I felt excitement. I'm like, yeah, new level. We're going to do this thing. We're going to make some ish shake. We're going to have some fun. It's going to be great. But then on the other hand, I was like, wait, hold on. Wait a minute. Hold up. Wait a minute. Because with the new opportunities that are presenting themselves, they also require me to leave behind what is comfortable to me. And that scared me. Scared the living daylights out of me. So instead of me reveling in the, like, oh, that's what's up. This is a new thing. It's going to put me to where I want to be. I'm going to da 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 da. I was more so worried about everything that was going to be cut off once I accepted or stepped into these opportunities. So just imagine having those conflicting emotions and being in that difficult situation of, should I stay or should I go? Should I move or should I say no? Should I accept? Should I decline? And then you're weighing out the risks and the rewards for both. You're weighing out whether it is something you think is going to be beneficial to you, or if you're jumping the gun, or if you're making an emotional decision, or if you're making a logical decision. All of these things are just dancing in my head, just dancing, doing a jig, the wobble, maybe the Tamia dance, because I cannot get that thing. I cannot get that Tamia dance to save my life. I look like a fool. But anyway. So what it all boiled down to was the fact that I was fearful of the unknown. Fearful of what is around the corner of that opportunity. You know, as we grow, we hear these monikers of the grass ain't always greener on the other side, or it was too good to be true, leaving us in a space of automatic skepticism. And I found that I think I have like this thin layer of skepticism with any opportunity that comes about. And I think that skepticism comes from the idea of feeling safe with any decision, making sure I think these things through, making sure that whatever my control freak nature in me can think of as far as the worst case scenario can think of, and whether I'll be able to weather that storm with the tools that I have. I have a thin layer of skepticism when I meet a new person. Even though I want a new person, when I meet a new person, I have this thin layer of skepticism, like, what you want? Why are you here? Who sent you? How did you get here? Nobody's supposed to be here, you know? And that thin layer of skepticism, which is kind of like some sort of plastic film that you have to break through to get to the next level, hinders you. Because if your rationale can't break through that little thin layer, then you're going to be right where you are now. And you're going to be on the inside looking out, wondering, what if I would have just taken that thing? And I think, no, stagnancy is one of my biggest fears in my life. I do not ever want to sit on the porch when I'm 70, 80, 90, 100, maybe 120, and think to myself, what if I took that opportunity? What if I didn't? Or what if I never wanted that. I never want that. So that's like a big fear of mine, but it conflicts with who I am as a person, because I always want to control all situations, but everything that's presented to you, you're not going to know the end goal or the end result. So that thin layer of skepticism stops me from blasting through or breaking through or just seeing what's on the other side, because I don't trust it over there. That light in there is dark. I don't trust it. What is that? What is that, huh? It's fear of the unknown, aka xenophobia. And I spoke about this like one of my earlier podcast episodes, fear of the unknown, xenophobia. And it's like, honestly, kryptonite to those that are control freaks. So if you're not a risky person and you get an opportunity that all the nuts and bolts aren't laid out specifically, you know, you have a tendency to just sat on that thing, just sat on down and not move. But let's take it one step further. When combing through the emotional nonsense, the emotional roller coaster, the emotional feels that I was going through this week, I realized a very disturbing fact about myself. And I found that I may be afraid of the big rooms. I may be afraid of the big rooms. And what do I mean by the big rooms? Okay. In my big age, I have acquired a comfort zone that is unique to me. There are things in this here comfort zone that makes me comfortable, that makes me love whatever it is that I'm doing. It's cool. It's still, it's kind of like a little bitty pond. Okay. Little bitty pond. You got this over there, this over there. I can navigate it. I don't have to use a GPS. I know exactly where everything is. I know what's going to happen at this time. I know what's going to happen at that time. Every now and again, you know, something may jump in the water, but that's okay. You know, I can control that. But when I get an opportunity that takes me out of the pond that is cool and still and comfortable into something bigger, to where I am uncomfortable, where I don't know what's going on, that I got to turn on my GPS, that I don't know the different turns or the dangers that I'm involved in, that I don't know what's going on here, that I feel inadequate, that I feel, I freeze, I halt, and I revert back to that comfort zone because I don't know what's ahead. But in order to grow, I got to get out of this pond. That's what I mean. I am a fish that's supposed to be in the daggum ocean. But I have built my life in this pond. And you mean to tell me this opportunity that I got is now tunneling me to the ocean? So I'm scared because I ain't never been in the ocean before. So I'm going to do everything that I can do so I can stay in this pond. Because I don't know what awaits in that ocean. It may kill me. It may swallow me up. I don't know nothing about it. So I'm going to do everything I can to stay right here. Here. In my own little world. You know what I'm saying? So what this week did for me was made me realize how much I had been rationalizing with myself to keep myself in a comfortable state. The excuses that I were giving myself that, baby, if I were to say, very elaborate, however, made me settle and made me settle for years, made me settle with minimum, made me settle with comfort, made me settle in lieu of growing. And when I realized that, I was like, man, Terry, girl, what are you doing? And the excuses only come when there's a new opportunity that presents itself. When your comfort zone is in the danger of being compromised, when the fortress that you place around yourself, that thin layer of skepticism, is in danger of being punctured, man, those excuses start flowing, baby, flowing like Moet at a party, flowing like champagne on New Year's, flowing like tequila at Taco Tuesday. You know what I'm saying? Flowing. And it's so easy to get caught up in rationalizing what it is to make you comfortable, to reinforce your comfortable state, that if you do it for so long and you've done it for so long, you don't even realize you are rationalizing yourself out of a good opportunity. You're rationalizing yourself out of doing something you know you need to do in order to grow. You're rationalizing yourself out of your dream, out of your creative venture, out of what it is you've envisioned yourself doing all of your life because you aren't up to snuff. You aren't built for it. You aren't ready for it. You don't think it's something you need to do right now. Maybe you should invest more money into your education. Maybe you should go out and talk to some more people. Maybe you should get some more credentials in the back of your name. Maybe you should go out and sing more. Maybe you should do some more paintings, get some more accolades. Maybe you should do, I'm not ready for this. I can't do this. This room is too big. The room is too big. I'm too small. I can't do this. I shouldn't do this. So I ain't going to do it. I'm going to wait until it comes back around again. Because I ain't going to, I'm uncomfortable now. It's amazing to me how, you know, that little thin film of skepticism can be reinforced by doubt and reinforced by excuses and reinforced by fear and paralyzing you from moving forward. And I think a lot of that really stems from our emotions not lining up. I ran into this little clip from Oprah's masterclass where she was talking to T.D. Jakes, and something that he said, a soundbite that I heard, just kind of sat in my spirit a little bit. And I was thinking to myself, yo, this is me. And it's when we want to do something new, when we know we are called for greater, when we know we need to do something greater, a lot of us are paralyzed with fear because once we get to that crossroads where we have to make the decision, we're allowing our emotion to make the decision. But the fact is, most of the time, majority of the time, our emotions will not give us the green light to go because our emotions are driven by fear. And that doubt grows, that fear grows, and you can birth that fear, you can birth the doubt, or you can expel it, or you can rebuke it, or you can not entertain that feeling of fear. Because the fact of the matter is, we can't wait for our emotions to align to our decisions. But by doing that, our lives will be placed on hold. And I think I'll send the link. I'll link out to that thing because it was mad powerful. If you sit here and allow your emotions to dictate whether you should stay or whether you should go, whether you should go left, whether you should go right, whether you should accept or whether you should decline, you're waiting for your emotions to be like, yeah, we gonna do this. Yeah, just take the risk. Yeah, it's okay. Yeah, most of us will never do it because we are driven by fear. We're often driven by fear. Fear of the big room, fear of the unknown, fear of inadequacy, fear that we're not going to make it, fear we're not going to do what we feel as though innately we are called to do. Fear and our emotions are not going to align with our moves majority of the time because it is outside of our comfort. It's outside of what we are used to doing. It's outside what we know how to do. So then that thin layer of skepticism, that thin layer of doubt, that thin layer of wins, it gets reinforced. It gets bolder. It gets brazen. It gets tough to penetrate. And then now something that was, I could go, now becomes, I can't, because there's this big barrier. There's this big mountain. There's this big obstacle in my way that I can't penetrate because you have allowed it to grow. You've allowed it to build. You've allowed it to be reinforced. You allowed it to be impenetrable because of your doubt, because of your thoughts. Man. Okay. So out of all of this long little rant that I had going on, the bottom line is this. We cannot be afraid of the big rooms. We cannot be afraid to move forward. We know that fear is what's paralyzing us, that's stopping us. And if we wait for our emotions to be aligned, to not be fearful, to not feel fearful, then chances are that room isn't big enough. Chances are that dream isn't big enough. Chances are that goal isn't big enough, because the goal is to grow into what it is that we're designed and destined to do, and not necessarily something that's going to be so easy that you just, I am here and success is me. It doesn't work like that all the time. It doesn't work like that. So we have to get out of the mindset of being fearful of these big opportunities. Because we got to grow. Got to grow. Okay, I've said enough. I think I've danced around this thing long enough. I'm so emotional. I'm so passionate when it comes to this thing because it's real. It's here. It's a thing, man. And it's stopping us from really excelling and taking us to the next level. So let's break through. Let's break through. All right. I love y'all in real life. I'll talk more about all kind of stuff whenever it pops up. I don't know how this week will go. We'll see. I'll let y'all know if I stay or if I go, if I accepted or if I declined, you know? So until next time, y'all take care.
Thank you for tuning in to the Thoughts of a Dreamer podcast with me, Terry Nikki. If you like this episode, don't be stingy. Feel free. Go ahead and share it. Send this to anyone you feel is in their own way and just need a little bit of a nudge. Also, follow me on social media at TOA_Dreamer on IG, Twitter, and TikTok for more content. Follow me on Facebook at TOA_Dreamer, no underscore, because they wouldn't let me. And do me a favor, y'all know how finicky this algorithm is. Rate me on the podcast with your favorite platform. It'll help this message see more people. Lastly, be sure to have those notifications on because y'all never know when I may feel extra and drop a bonus episode. Thank y'all so much for listening. Until next time.